So tell me what first inspired you to visit Dr. Wagner. What was going wrong?
Well, both my knees, I was having problems with them. I was having pain in both knees. I mean, every day my knees hurt. When I'd go to bed, my knees hurt. When I got out of bed, my knees hurt. And so I knew I had some issues there. I'd gone in earlier, probably a year before that, and they said, it looks like I'm probably going to have a little bit of arthritis. So when it started getting bad enough, I went back in, and our company medical providers who I went to, and anyway, they said, yeah, you've got a little bit of arthritis starting, and we can put you on painkillers, anti-inflammatories, and then when your knees get bad enough, we'll replace your knees. And I just looked at them, and I said, and that's all you know, that's it? And I said, because it just seems like there should be a little bit more, you know, that you could do other than painkillers and anti-inflammatories, but that's all they offered.
Huh.
And so I started looking into it to find out what my options were.
Well, how did you hear about Dr. Wagner?
I heard him on the radio, you know, and then I looked into it and I looked at his reviews and went over that. And I also looked at a few different other places that did stem cell. But Dr. Wagner seemed like he had some very, very happy patients there. And anyway, set up a consultation with him, and I took a laundry list of questions in on, because I didn't know a lot about it, you know. I mean, what's it going to entail? Can I have it done again? You know, what kind of side effects do I have? What is your success rate? All that kind of stuff. And anyway, he's fabulous. He is just a wonderful man to work with. Anyway, he told me all about it, and so I set it up to have it done. So, and I had it done last August 1st.
So sounds like you did your homework on this.
I did, because I didn't want to be living on painkillers and anti-inflammatories. I just don't think that's a good option.
So you had it done, what, about 6 months ago?
Yeah, August 1st is when I had it done.
And when did you start noticing a change?
Every night that I would get in bed, I was always really uncomfortable, trying to get comfortable. I'd literally put a pillow between my knees, and I mean, it was, you know, it was difficult to get, you know, to sleep at night. After 3 weeks after I had it done, that pain went away. The other pain that went away after 3 to 4 weeks was when I got up on my feet and started walking in the morning, I didn't have any pain anymore. And so I knew that something was working then. And, you know, now it's been 6 months, and I do a lot of hiking, me and my wife do. And I also do a lot of hunting in the fall. And it was where if I went out hiking, I would only be able to hike one day, and then I'd have to take 2 or 3 days off. Now I'm ready to go the very next day. I mean, it's been, you know, it's worked very well for me.
Wow. Now, did that surprise you, given that this is a fairly new procedure?
Yeah, it really did. You know, after, you know, reading the reviews that people had and how they were having successes. And anyway, so, you know, I thought, you know, well, that's definitely a better option than to go have my knee cut out. And the reason why is because a lot of people are affected differently from having knee replacement. Some people do just fine, and they're just, you know, they do a great job for them, and other people are in pain, you know, and have all kinds of problems with it. And I didn't want to have to go through that option. And so I thought that a better option would be to try stem cell therapy and see if that works, because, you know, they've got some good successes. And, you know, it's a new industry, and it'd be kind of nice to be, you know, getting in early on it and, you know, seeing if it works. Now, my wife has also had some done since I've had it done, and because she saw the improvements that I've had. And anyway, it's worked fine for me. I mean, it's even to this day, it's been 6 months since I had it done, and every, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, I notice improvement. Even, you know, it continues on. My right knee was not as bad as my left knee, and my right knee is completely back to normal. My left knee continues to improve, you know, as we go. So
So what? So in terms of, you were taking the painkillers before. What about now?
No. You know, when you have this done, the one thing that they want you to do is they don't want you on anti-inflammatories because inflammation is what the stem cells connect them to. So they only want you to go on Tylenol because it has no anti-inflammatories in there. And so ever since I've done that, I've stayed completely off of the anti-inflammatory painkillers, and I've just used Tylenol if need be, which I haven't hardly had to use them at all. And I use no painkillers anymore at all. Not at all.
Wow.
So everything's good. I mean, it's good. It's really, really a neat thing. So, I mean, it's a great option for someone to give it a try. It's a great option versus having your knee replaced.
So when's your next hike?
I go hiking almost every weekend.
Wow. That's pretty good. And so, and just to give people a feel for this, how, you know, when you go out hiking, how many miles?
Our average hike is anywhere from 5 to 10 miles. You know, we'll go for a day hike. In the summertime, when we go to northern Idaho, we'll go on a couple of 12 to 14 mile hikes. And I did that this year after I had this procedure done, 2 months after I had it done. And I did very well, you know, just 2 months after my procedure.
And you say your wife has had it done too?
My wife had her shoulder done last week. As a matter of fact, she had a torn rotator cuff, and she had it done, and she's completely back to work, doing fine. And anyway, she was talking to me about, you know, having arthroscopic surgery, and I said, well, why don't we try the stem cell therapy? Because I know that if you have the stem cell therapy, because she does a lot of computer work, I let her know that, you know, you'll be able to use your hand and your arm again, you know, right away, where if you have surgery, you're going to be in a sling and you're not going to be able to use your hand on that side for a few weeks. And so she did that. She's doing fine.
How did you justify the cost, given that the insurance probably would have paid for your knee replacement, but doesn't pay for this?
Yeah, well, the way that I justified the cost for myself was I knew that it wasn't covered by insurance on just the procedure. Everything up to the procedure is covered. Everything after the procedure is covered on all the follow-up. But the actual procedure is not covered. But then what I did is I thought, okay, I'm 61 years old. I'll be 62 next month. And I want to be able to be mobile for the next 20 years at least, you know. And so I just go, okay, you know, divide that back into what it costs, and you look at that cost on what it is per year, it's nothing. It's probably less than what people pay for their coffee in the morning by the end of the year.
Wow. That's a great testimonial. And so you'd recommend Dr. Wagner to others, huh?
Dr. Wagner, he's a great guy. He's a real personable, very nice man, knows exactly what he's doing. He's very professional. His gals in the office there, they are fabulous. I've never had one hiccup whatsoever with anything to do with any of the procedures or with the office. Those gals are great in there. So he's got some really good helpers while he's going through this.
Well, congratulations. So, go ahead.
Yeah, the only thing, you know, for people to know is that, you know, I mean, you don't have to have anesthesia. And if they did anesthesia, it's going to cost you a lot more money. And anyway, so when you go in to have this done, there is a little bit of discomfort and pain that you have to endure for a few minutes. And it doesn't, you know, you're not going to go home with pain. You're not going to be hurting with pain during the procedure itself. You know, when they're extracting the stem cells and re-injecting everything, there's a little bit of discomfort. And to let people know, you're going to be uncomfortable for about 30 or 40 minutes total. And then, like with me, I got done with this, and then what's the crazy thing is I walked out of there perfectly fine, and I was able to do I was able to go back to work the very next day without any issues whatsoever. So I think that that is a huge deal for people to also consider, to where if they're going to have knee replacement, how much time are they going to have off? What is the amount of time that, you know, their rehabilitation is, where you don't really have that when you do the stem cell, because you're able within the next 2 days guaranteed. You're going back to work. You're able to go back to work or to do your job and function without any discomfort at all.
That sounds great. Danny, thanks very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.